Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this morning here with Celeste Headlee. Right now, here's a check on leading stories at 47 minutes past the hour. We're just waiting to hear from President Obama. He's due to give a speech reacting to the news this morning that the Senate has, as expected, passed its version of a health care overhaul bill. We've been talking about it all morning. The bill would extend insurance to around 30 million Americans, but still needs to be reconciled with a different House version before it can be signed into law by the president sometime in 2020. This morning's voting was along party lines, all 39 Republicans voting against it. Actually, there are 40 Republicans in the Senate. One Republican missed the vote. Speaking on the House floor, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said the bill does not cut costs.
The one test for any bill was whether it would lower cost. This bill fails that test.
Let's go live now to the president speaking from the White House.
Insurance reform package. Legislation that brings us toward the end of a nearly century-long struggle to reform America's healthcare system. Ever since Teddy Roosevelt first called for reform in 1912, seven presidents, Democrats and Republicans alike, have taken up the cause of reform. Time and time again, such efforts have been blocked by special interest lobbyists who've perpetuated a status quo that works better for the insurance industry than it does for the American people. But with passage of reform bills in both the House and the Senate, we are now finally poised to deliver on the promise of real, meaningful health insurance reform that will bring additional security and stability to the American people. The reform bill that passed the Senate this morning, like the House bill, includes the toughest measures ever taken to hold the insurance industry accountable. Insurance companies will no longer be able to deny you coverage on the basis of a pre-existing condition. They will no longer be able to drop your coverage when you get sick. No longer will you have to pay unlimited amounts out of your own pocket for the treatments you need. And you'll be able to appeal unfair decisions by insurance companies to an independent party. If this legislation becomes law, workers won't have to worry about losing coverage if they lose or change jobs. Families will save on their premiums. Businesses that would see their costs rise if we do not act will save money now, and they will save money in the future. This bill will strengthen Medicare and extend the life of the program. It will make coverage affordable for over 30 million Americans who do not have it. 30 million Americans. And because it is paid for and curbs the waste and inefficiency in our healthcare system, this bill will help reduce our deficit by as much as $1.3 trillion in the coming decades, making it the largest deficit reduction plan in over a decade. As I've said before, these are not small reforms, these are big reforms. If passed, this will be the most important piece of social legislation since the Social Security Act passed in the 1930s, and the most important reform of our health care system since Medicare passed in the 1960s. What makes it so important is not just its cost savings or its deficit reductions. It's the impact reform will have on Americans who no longer have to go without a checkup or prescriptions that they need because they can't afford them, on families who no longer have to worry that a single illness will send them into financial ruin, and on businesses that will no longer face exorbitant insurance rates that hamper their competitiveness. It's the difference reform will make in the lives of the American people. I want to commend Senator Harry Reid, extraordinary work that he did, Speaker Pelosi for her extraordinary leadership and dedication. Having passed reform bills in both the House and the Senate, we now have to take up the last and most important step and reach an agreement on a final reform bill that I can sign into law. And I look forward to working with members of Congress in both chambers over the coming weeks to do exactly that. With today's vote, we are now incredibly close to making health insurance reform a reality in this country. Our challenge then is to finish the job. We can't doom another generation of Americans to soaring costs and eroding coverage and exploding deficits. Instead, we need to do what we were sent here to do and improve the lives of the people we serve. For the sake of our citizens, our economy, and our future, Let's make 2010 the year we finally reform health care in the United States of America. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You have a holiday wish?
Are you listening to the president? President Obama speaking from the White House on the health care bill that the Senate has just passed this morning. The bill's not finished yet. They still have to go into conference with the House, as the president mentioned. But the broad outlines of this policy and many of the fine points seem to be settled. The president going over them one by one, trying to remind Americans what they get out of this bill. The president said insurance companies will no longer be able to drop your coverage when you get sick. He said it'll strengthen Medicare and extend the life of the program. There are plenty of Republicans who disagree strongly with that statement. The president said the bill extends coverage to over 30 million Americans who don't have it now, and he also called these big reforms. He said that this bill, if it's passed, will be the most significant, most important piece of social legislation since the Social Security Act passed in the 30s and since Medicare passed in the 60s under the leadership of Lyndon Johnson. President also said that our challenge is to finish the job, and he's talking about now about a conference with the House of Representatives and some continuing work that needs to be done on this bill. For a little bit of reaction and some analysis, we're joined on the phone from Capitol Hill in D.C., Jeff Young, healthcare reporter for The Hill newspaper. Jeff, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Jeff, you heard the president. I heard him going down some of the key points of this bill that will, as the president said, make a difference in the lives of Americans. He seems to be trying really, really hard to remind voters what's in it for them, because the majority of the public now, the poll shows, the majority of the public is against this bill.
That seems to be the consensus of most of the opinion polling. I mean, the first thing the president has to do, it seems like, is snatch victory from the jaws of victory, so to speak. The House bill is pretty different, as you mentioned earlier, and a lot of folks in the president's liberal base are not happy with some of the concessions that happened in the Senate bill. But a big part of keeping the party united on this and convincing the left that all this was a good idea, I think, is selling the bill to the general public. The public gets behind it, then everything else kind of takes care of itself. And what we've been hearing the last few days from senators, people like Chuck Schumer, is, well, once people find out what's actually in this bill, they're going to change their minds about it. They're kind of banking a lot on that.
Do you think there's enough? We've asked this question already this morning. I want to get your take on it, Jeff Young from The Hill newspaper. Is there enough front-loaded benefit for people that will happen right away? Democrats seem to be vulnerable to the fact that there's an election in 2010 and none of the big policy changes take place until 2013 or 2014.
Well, yeah, and more than that, actually, if you the president's repeated promises of, if you like what you have, you can keep it, which, as you and I have talked about before, may not prove to be, strictly speaking, true.
Right.
But what is true is that if you're like most people who have insurance, you get it from your job, and that's not going to change except for a small fraction of people. So, in the first few years, in the last few years of, over the 10-year period that the bill's going to go into effect, you may not see any additional benefits at all. So that's why I think we've heard, and I'm surprised it took them this long to start saying this, we've heard the president and other Democrats bring up the Patient's Bill of Rights again and say, well, that's what this bill is, only more so.
An old battle from the 90s, the Patient Bill
right.
of Rights that involved John McCain and some other senators. Hey, Jeff, before we let you go, I want to ask you real quick. The president gave his speech and he's out the door. He's wheels up for Hawaii for a vacation in just a few minutes. The president said earlier this week, I'm sticking around, to finish the job and make sure the Senate passes this bill. It kind of reminded me of when, during the campaign, when John McCain, suspended his campaign and came back to Washington to deal with the financial crisis. A little bit of political theater there, I think.
Probably, although he probably had to stick around just in case they really, really needed him to twist an arm or two.
Was there any danger ever that they wouldn't get the 51 vote majority to pass this bill?
No. I mean, the outcome today was preordained since 1 o'clock Monday morning when they had their first 60-vote on the floor, and all the Democrats voted together, and they voted together in everything since then all week.
Right. So now everyone around the Senate, and probably more than one person at the White House, setting up to get some sleep, and that includes reporters.
Yeah.
Jeff, you deserve a little bit of rest. I know that. Jeff Young from The Hill newspaper has been covering the health care debate from the start, and he's covering it now on Christmas Eve. Jeff Young, thanks for joining us. The president has just spoken live from the White House.